producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Let's see if I can do this. Oh, no. You've been buffaloed. Go, go, Godzika. Yeah.
You guys.
Right?
Robert
Little
Powell.
Blue Oyster Cult. Oh, no, you got ruffaloed. Oh, go, go, Godzika. We are live at the Vicasa Expo as the Zika Freaka is freaking most of the world out, but not anybody here, hopefully, as we continue on our broadcast healing message on Genesis Communications and Talk Network and everywhere else we can go. This is an exciting time at the Vicasa Expo. I am assisted right now in human person by my assistant producer, Millennial Megan. That's what we're calling you right now.
Well,
until you come up with something
Morgan.
Better.
That would
How
work,
did you become
my
Megan?
Name's Morgan.
Did I say Megan?
You said See? Megan.
Megan's my sister-in-law. Megan, you have a new job if you're listening out
Megan,
there.
Come on and join us. No, you know, this is... I am lucky to be here standing up half semi-conscious because I got in from Colorado after midnight.
Right.
I hit the pillow by 2 a.m., up a few hours later. We've been troubleshooting getting set up for this live broadcast here
right.
on remote, and we're still not fully engaged, except we do have a good link up with Genesis, thank God. Super Don is here. And so for me to mess up names, that's when I know I need rest. So you guys are going to both, Super Don and Morgan are going to have to help me through this.
We are here for you,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
you are loved and appreciated.
We'll get you through until nap time.
Okay. No, that's good. And of course, Op-Ed is here, too, helping out, trying to troubleshoot, get us fully online. And today, we are powered by Echo Water here at the Vicasa Expo, thanks to my good buddy Paul Baratero, the Echo 9. We've got molecular hydrogen, and we've got Op-Ed. He's hooked us up. We are Internet active, so we'll be able to check up on what's going on in the world. So, Super Don, you put me up to this off-key version of Blue Oyster Cult where the lyrics are now, oh, no, you've been buffaloed, go, go, Godzika.
Yes, sir.
And I changed it the second time through, you've been ruffaloed, because I noticed one of the articles you sent was by Mark Ruffalo talking about, was it about the Zika virus or something? Oh, it's about the water in Flint. That's not an anomaly, that we're headed to a national water crisis.
That's so scary.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. I mean, you recognize the name. You know who Mark Ruffalo is?
He's the Hulk, right?
The Hulk, right, yes.
Yeah.
We need to get the Hulk on this water crisis thing.
I mean, if anybody could scare you into cleaning your water, wouldn't it be the Hulk?
Yeah. Hulk splash. But, he's the founder of a nonprofit called Water Defense. And, he's also on the advisory board of a group called Americans Against Fracking. So he's an activist in addition to being an actor and a director.
Yeah, listen, that guy's as good. I know some would say, well, he's a Hollywood liberal elitist. We talk about those labels. We don't really give them much credence, although certain times it's appropriate to reference it. But in this situation, I mean, he's absolutely right. It is a crisis, a huge crisis, and it's bigger. It's the real crisis. The Zika crisis is the phony crisis, which we'll get to in a little while. But the real crisis is the water crisis. In fact, I saw a YouTube of Aaron Brockovich on the Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, of course, he's jokey and they're jokey in between the seriousness. But Erin's a take no BS kind of lady for years. We know anytime there's a toxic crisis, she's pretty much on it. And she said that, you know, it's not just a Flint problem. And we brought up the what's the other city in New York? Hoosick?
Hoosick, yeah. Yes.
Hoosick. And they mentioned Poughkeepsie. Is there something going on in Poughkeepsie? So there's water systems all over the country where basically if you switch the supply of water, there are many factors of that. If you take it from one river instead of a lake or a different source, the pH is going to be different. The chemical composition is going to be different. So the purification needs are going to be different. The cleaning needs are going to be different. All of these things. And so if they do the same chemistry, chemicals, right, they'll add chlorine, and that will lead to, what is it, triethanolamines? I can't remember the TT somethings that are formed in it, some nasty compounds.
Right.
And rather than filtering these things out, some of these municipal systems are adding ammonia into the water, which basically neutralizes the chlorine. And now you suddenly got all kinds of microbial growth and who knows what other chemical compounds. And she says at this point, they know what to do, what they can do. And it is primarily to provide some level of carbon filtration in these municipal systems. It's not that it's new technology, but it's too expensive, they say. In the meantime, your lovely husband, op-ed, said, well, what are they spending on fluoride? Hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars a year, depending on the size of the city.
Right.
And yet they're saying it's too expensive to put in carbon filtration. Now, here comes the power to heal is yours moment. If you're waiting for a municipal county system, even though it's closer to home in a sense of a bit more local, you're still dealing with bureaucracies. You're still dealing with dunderheads that respond to the money that they get, that they're lobbied, even on a local level, to continue chemical processes instead of filtration processes. And they're not smart enough to go to the voters even to say, hey, listen, we're in a crisis. We need to put these carbon filters in. It's going to cost us this. Are you in agreement? Or would you rather have the lead? Would you rather have everything else? Well, most people would say reasonably, okay, at this point, maybe it's warranted to put a special something in place to do this. So here's the power to heal is yours moment. Do not wait.
Right.
Do something at home right now to be sure that what that water is coming into your home is filtered at least, at the very least.
Right.
I mean, is that outrageous of me to say so?
I don't think so. I mean, I think one of the best investments Ed and I made as a couple was our Berkey water filter that we use day in and day out. In addition to, we have a reverse osmosis system on the house, too. And even through all of that filtration, I could still taste the days once a month or so when they had put in the fresh chlorine into the system. Because, you know, even through all the filters, you could still get a little bit. So can't imagine people who don't have any type of filtration system what they must be ingesting. But
yeah, and of course, some have said, well, it's a racist situation, but we've talked about the fact that, okay, Flint, largely black population, but you go to Hoosick, New York, largely white population.
Right.
If you go, you know, now, so it's an economic situation, and wherever you happen to be, whatever's predominant, they could say it's a that situation.
Right.
But it's a lot of lunatics or idiots running the asylum in government that don't understand that it isn't only about killing microbes in the water, but it's about filtering out contaminants, heavy metals, pesticides, and other things. In the meantime, we've got a Zika scare we're going to cover today as well. We're here at the Vacasa Expo in Orlando, International Drive. If you're listening in the Central Florida region and can get here before, let's see, we're on 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Afterwards, I'm lecturing at 3:30. You can come down. I'll be doing a lecture on healing the gut. We'll talk about molecular hydrogen. We'll talk about allaying your fears of the Zika virus. They've already declared, you said four counties in Florida.
State of emergency.
State of emergency. Yeah. So that means they're going to be spraying toxic pesticides in those counties, and you will have nothing to say about it because it's an emergency.
Right.
And an emergency, they say it's necessary to do whatever we say.
The health authorities are given carte blanche to make whatever decisions they deem are necessary for the state of emergency. So essentially, they are now running those four counties.
The rule of necessity has no law. I've said this many times. When it's necessary, there is no law. There is no constitutional limitations anymore. You know, we're talking mosquito control, martial law.
Right.
Right? You don't want to be sprayed? Oh, by the way, New article by John Rappaport up at robertscottbell.com. You can check that out right now, in fact, talking about the airlines now spraying pesticides in a toxic tin can that you're going to be traveling in based on the phony Zika scare. This is going, again, we are dealing with massive pesticide spraying everywhere. It wasn't bad enough, and of course, it's going to get worse before humanity wakes up, if it will, to really see that the problem is we have taken synthetic chemistry of the 20th century and we've gone absolutely mad, bonkers, to the point of killing ourselves, if not outright killing our children, creating microcephaly via toxic intoxication, not by Zika virus.
Right. Well, and what's a little bit scary about that is that we've made such a god out of science over the years that if people are just now starting to question it, and a lot of the country still isn't questioning it, then mm-hmm. we still have a long way to go in terms of helping people to feel empowered and helping them to feel like they can make those decisions for their health on their own versus
exactly.
waiting for the government to step in.
Yeah, this is the crisis we're in, folks. People have adopted a new religion over the course of the 20th century. That religion is science. We call it scientism or sci-fiantism. And when these so-called demigods or priestcraft of the church of, whether it be pharmaceutical mysticism or organic chemical
global
mysticism,
warming.
All of these things rooted out of the new priestcraft. They wear their white lab coats. They have a PhD. They're the ones we must honor. We must obey. We must not question. If we do, we're called, I don't know, what do they call people? We're denialists.
Mm-hmm.
Denialists. How beautiful is that? And that term denialism is just patently absurd. It was used to, let's say, describe people who denied that the Holocaust happened.
Right.
And so then they began to use that denialist term against us, those of us who would question the wisdom of injecting toxic poisons into babies.
Right.
For prevention of so-called diseases, childhood diseases. Never once could we discuss the fact that maybe it's healthier to actually help the immune system to develop by interacting with these things in a natural way as we've had since the beginning of time. And now we are questioning the whole causation link between the Zika virus and so-called microcephaly. And we're going to go into more of those details today. So tell your friends, the place for health freedom and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Notes will be up in a little while. We're working on them behind the scenes, but there are articles on the Zika virus right now for you to go to, plug into, spread out. You can follow me on Twitter, at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media, we also have a Facebook page, The Robert Scott Bell Show. There's a Fans of The Robert Scott Bell Show. You can follow me there. And we'll be hearing more from Morgan in person, not Megan. I'm waking up, my friend. She's
beautiful.
So kind.
We're going to get him some coffee or something.
Yeah, we'll get a picture up, too, for the notes so you can see Morgan here with us at the Vicasa Expo. Thanks to Echo Water, and thanks to our friends at Sovereign Silver as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer reviews published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Gathered at the Vicasa Expo in Orlando on International Drive. They call this place like a fantasy land without gambling. It looks like a lot. If you go down International Drive, you see all these theme restaurants and theme things, and except there's no gambling. But it looks like Las Vegas in that way. And here we're at, one of the International Convention Centers. And it's thanks to Paul Bertero and Echo Water. Those of you know, go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. More scientific information than ever before available to you by that ebook download on molecular hydrogen. And we'll talk about the filtration process, how critical it is, as well as the release of molecular hydrogen into the water to respond to much of the crisis. And we've got more discussion on water. I've got Millennial Morgan. I was joking with you. I said, today I was lucky to not call you Fred, right? With all the things that I'm dancing on, and thanks to Op-Ed, we were hooked up at least partially to get this thing going. But the next story I want to cover kind of relates to the Zika virus scam. Although, this is a Natural News article. Who's written this? Daniel Barker. He says, why Bill Gates is being blamed for the Zika virus. Now, I would alter this and I say why Bill Gates would be blamed for potentially more microcephaly or other problems in Brazil. That would be more accurate, because there is no scientific evidence to show. In fact, just the opposite. The evidence that they have shows that the Zika virus is not responsible for anything, in fact, least of all microcephaly. But Bill Gates is linked to this thing somehow. What is that link, Morgan?
Well, they're talking about how Bill Gates's experiment with mosquitoes has changed the mosquitoes to the point where they're now able to carry these viruses more easily. They're stronger. They're Terminator mosquitoes. They've been genetically engineered to come and get you.
Well, the concept of the Terminator gene, we remember that with GMO seeds, Terminator seeds, that would, you could grow one season and then that you're done. And then you'd have to buy more of those seeds. And now the problem with these so-called Terminator mosquitoes is that in the presence of certain antibiotics in the environment, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
The mosquitoes that are supposed to not be able to reproduce are reproducing. Mm-hmm. So now we've got a proliferation of genetically engineered mosquitoes. To what end, we don't know that it's in relation to this. But again, it's not the virus. We got Op-Ed here. My good buddy is no longer our assistant producer because somebody said he couldn't be. So we got a prettier one than your wife. Ed, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for hooking us up.
Oh, glad to be here.
You are awesome, my friend.
You know, that subject you're talking about is just, I was just listening to a podcast on this specific subject by John Rappaport.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first note of this is that we have no evidence to show that this is a pandemic.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, there was, you know, the governor of Florida decided to jump the gun and create a state of emergency, and you got the World Health Organization saying this is a public health, it's going to be as bad as Ebola, it's going to be as bad as swine flu. But when you look at the actual evidence, it's like 17 people have physically died from this thing. It's,
well, if there's been a death, I don't know it, actually.
Oh, yeah, 17 actual cases.
And the microcephaly that they're trying to claim is linked to it. And it looks worse and worse the more you look into this in terms of the claims and the validation of them. It's just not there. The virus is always a cover story for some kind of toxicological insult, environmental. And the thing, you think the environmentalists who are all into global warming would step back and look at this and go, oh, that's what it is. But no, they keep pounding the global warming or climate change thing, not even recognizing that they're being killed by the very things that they're trying to, that they're distracting us from.
Right.
You know, and I think one of the ends that Rappaport really hit on there, that you just, you know, one of the real things is, you know, the pesticides. It's the pesticide use. Brazil is the country where, you know, it the most pesticides used in the entire world.
Mm.
We just found out last night that Indian River County, where we live, you know, it's a county where they actually have more male breast cancer cases than female breast cancer cases.
Wow, I did not know that.
And we wonder, what could be the connection here? Well, it also turns out Indian River County is the home of Indian River orange juice. All the orange groves that use glyphosate as the pesticide threat.
Not the organic orange groves.
No. It's so hard to get organic where we live. And we were telling you about those local farmers that we know that were saying how they can't certify their honey as organic because within 2 miles, all the other farmers are using pesticides.
They need a buffer that's larger than that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to take a break here coming up in just a moment. We are on live Sunday afternoon here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right now from the Vicasa Expo. Thanks to Paul Bertero and Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download. And, of course, when you go to robertscottbell.com, lots of banners. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And also thanks to Talk Network as well and many other podcast sites that replay the show to bring that healing everywhere else. Back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Scott Bell Show.
Another side effect of the Zika Freaka, and I talked about this on Friday with Jerry Doyle as well. Off the coast of Brazil, where abortion is illegal, they are encouraging women who are pregnant now to abort their babies based on the phony Zika virus scam, and they're having them go on ships that they go offshore, and in this case, they have abortions. It's just stunning. You want to talk about if they're targeting population reduction, They're succeeding in freaking people out. Have they said that people in Brazil shouldn't, women shouldn't kiss anybody? What's going on here? No kissing now?
Yeah, Don, what did you hear about that?
Super Don, did you mention that? Did we lost Super Don? I guess so. Okay.
Well, when I read the article, originally they had said to Brazilian women, let's try not to get pregnant because obviously your babies are going to be affected by this thing. Well, now they're telling them not to kiss anybody with the virus. There was that report in Texas of the sexually transmitted Zika case. So kissing, drinking after each other, they're trying to say this is easily spread as chicken pox or the common cold. So That's the new warning.
So this is, again, another reason we should all wear body condoms over our entire body.
Yes.
And don't interact with anybody. Don't breathe the air. Don't touch anybody. Again, we must all become like robots, aseptic robots. This is a psychological operation of extraordinary levels that this is occurring, at any time in our history, but it is occurring now. It takes evidence to me of a desperate measure, right? We're losing control of the population. We have to ratchet up the fear. This is the only way we can make this thing work. How are we going to do it? Let's put out an idea about a new virus, a mysterious virus, and it's causing strange things to happen. Let's say who's most vulnerable, who would get everybody fired up about, let's say it's attacking infants, the most defenseless among us, let's say it's causing birth defects. And then we'll say, okay, because it's that, no one's going to dare oppose us on this, and we'll be able to institute any kind of emergency procedure, and the people will go along because it's for saving children.
Right.
At the same time, they're using this information to encourage the destruction of the babies yet to be born. This is a
so
sinister,
sad,
diabolical plot. Now, for those of you who think this is a genetically engineered virus, I caution you before you go into these biowarfare explanations, bioweapons. It's not that there is no research on biowar and bioweapons. I know it exists. But it is more effective, as we see in the era of HIV, phony HIV leading to AIDS. That is real. In this era, they found out the operation was more efficient. You didn't even have to have a real virus. You just had to point to one. And who among the medical reporters out there would look below the surface to say, hey, wait a second, something's not adding up here? No. It takes my good friend John Rappaport, a real investigative journalist, it takes what we do here at the Robert Scott Bell Show to not fall prey to phony junk science parading as, institutional, beyond question, religious fervor on the issue of a new virus that they've known about since 1947. And it really didn't do anything except you found some symptoms online. What are these symptoms they're saying related to Zika virus?
Red eyes, a rash, fever, runny nose. I mean, kind of the symptoms that you could get from hay fever or the common cold or another type of flu.
A pollution day.
A pollution
An air pollution day, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And, of course, now it's all the Zika virus. And so in this way, you will be one day willing to roll up your sleeves, or you're going to stop kissing people. You won't, there will be no human interaction anymore. The birth rate will drop to zero. You'll convince Catholic nations like Brazil to legalize abortion. Was somebody saying that they're trying to encourage every country now to say abortion is the best way here to prevent it?
There was a council that met in Geneva that is calling for all countries to ignore international policy and to allow all women in any country affected to have access to quote-unquote healthcare options, which means abilities to get abortion.
Abort babies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what group was that?
It was a council in Geneva.
It was probably the Council on Eugenics. Seriously.
Probably.
Council on Population Reduction through Eugenics. Thank you, Ed. He just put the wires down so we don't trip people up and have to give them arnica.
Yeah, we had kind of a booby trap situation set up over there.
Yeah, well, we do have sovereign silver.
How we reel them in.
We have sovereign silver first aid gel here at the booth in case anybody needs it for injuries, right? Wounds or anything.
We can rehydrate them with the Echo Water. They'll be good to go.
Did we get Super Don back on, or are we still lost him?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we thought we lost you. So as you're listening to this, what we're saying here, and I just pray that it's landing, because we've got so many people outside of our audience that are going to not only follow whatever the officials say, but probably spread these lies because they're genuinely scared of something that may not even exist. And even if it does exist, doesn't do any of the things that they're claiming it does.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's like we talk about, you know, all the time. They just can't go a series of months without having the latest, greatest thing to get people scared. And if you look at every news outlet right now, as we pore over these stories, Zika is everywhere. And they're using all of the sensationalistic language, all of the same tactics that they've used with every other so-called virus that's out there that's going to end the world. It's going to bring everybody, you know, back to the Stone Ages if we don't do something about it. You've got the race for the vaccines now with all the pharmaceutical companies that are just jumping on board with trying to find the vaccine for this. And, you know, you mentioned HIV and AIDS earlier. I saw a headline, yes, and we can go into this maybe a little more in depth maybe on the next show. But okay, there are people out there in the scientific realm and in the pharmaceutical realm that are now calling this the new AIDS.
Yep, I knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
And that's a clue, folks, because the new AIDS, if it's the same as the old AIDS, which it is, it's a scam. When I say this, listen to my words carefully. Immune deficiency is real. The cause being a retrovirus is completely phony. It's junk science. They don't even have a test for HIV. And I'm telling you, with all of these people they're claiming are suffering from the Zika virus, like in Texas, we got something out of Texas that says, well, there's Zika, four more patients in Texas. How do they know? And there's a picture of a kid with a small head, right? Oh, microcephaly. Never mind that the initial discoveries of all the microcephaly cases, a fraction of a percent, basically, had any semblance of presence potentially of Zika virus. So it means it couldn't possibly be the cause, even if it's there. If it's only there in 7 out of like 420 cases, for instance. It's not causing what they're saying it's causing. This is a cover story for poisoning the population of Brazil with pesticides. That is what is causing microcephaly. Toxic poisons, anytime in the first trimester of pregnancy particularly, you are particularly vulnerable, that baby that's developing, to any kind of insult and assault that can create birth defects. Mm-hmm. Or even prior to that, mm-hmm, in case of mother exposure, father exposure. And they're completely glossing over it, not acknowledging it. It is now all Zika virus all the time.
Oh, and to add as a caveat to your point, it also is producing a fear-mongering for eugenics. Because mm-hmm, what was the first thing that came out of South America? Oh, no, these kids are going to die if we start producing kids, and they're all going to have microcephaly because of the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to outlaw sex, and we're going to start enforcing abortion.
Yeah, well, and we talked about that while you were helping us set up to be safe here, talking about being safe, not what you take down the wire.
Different kind of safe.
Different kind of safe. But the fact that they're actually promoting this international council, I call them, of eugenicists, promoting abortion everywhere, no matter what the state law or federal laws are. And in Brazil, they're actually taking women offshore onto these ships because they're saying, you know, well, you've likely been exposed to the Zika virus. Your kid's going to have microcephaly. Let's abort them. And there's no basis for that in science of any evidence to prove the Zika virus has ever done that. Since 1947 when they discovered it, even though we know these viruses have been around for millennia.
Right. Well, and as you always say, if the power to heal is ours, then this is another way for the government to make people feel that they have no option but to listen to what the government is saying, because some type of scary unknown virus makes it feel like it's completely out of your hands. All you can do is for a vaccine. All you can do is abort a baby. All you can do is just, you know, like you said, lock yourself into a bubble and...
Yeah.
Try not to get infected versus doing something on your own to build
right
up your immune system or eat your organic food type of thing.
Powerlessness is a very powerful tool that is used against the masses.
Yes.
If you can begin convinced that you have no ability to know what's going on, much less respond appropriately to it, you will look to an authority figure.
Yes.
And the authority figure may or may not have your best interest at heart. In fact, more times in government and industry, it's not been the case that they've had our best interest. We talk about industry, technology. Do we know how to filter water? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Are they doing it appropriately in Flint, in Poughkeepsie, in Hoosick?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
We have to do that. We have to bring all of that back home. That's why I say, you know, we'll talk to Paul Baratero about the water technologies next hour, most likely, here, because we're here with Echo Water. But the idea here is, folks, if you think it's too expensive to filter your water, you haven't priced death. Mm. I mean, ultimately, you haven't priced cancer. You haven't priced birth defects that are legitimately caused by toxic poisons in the water, not mysterious viruses that do nothing.
Well, and the thing is, they're already claiming to be filtering water, that, or making the water safe. They're fluoridating the water. They're spending millions of dollars per city to fluoridate the water supply. I mean, it wouldn't cost, I'm throwing this out, hypothetically, would not cost millions of dollars to set up carbon filters at the base of these water outlets that send the water to the city.
Yeah, and that's what Erin Brockovich brought up on Bill Maher the other night on HBO.
Right.
She said they won't do it because they claim it's too expensive, but yet how much are they spending, hundreds of thousands of millions on fluoridating depending on the size of the city?
Yeah.
Could they use that money to filter out through carbon filtration the stuff that's happening? Absolutely they could. So in the meantime, do not wait for them to do the right thing. You've got to do something in your home. And, of course, you know, the Echo unit, you've got passive things. We've even talked about you can go into a big box retailer and get a zero water filter, for goodness sake. Mm-hmm. At least something that will take the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every step you do is going to be better than no step at all. And we want you to do the best we can that you can. But don't be the obstacle. In a sense, don't be the one who says, I can't do it. I can't afford it. I believe God, the Creator, whatever, wants us to have what we need to protect our lives. We are sometimes the ones that stand in our own way by saying, I can't. Stop with the I can't. You need to. But it's your choice. We're not mandating anything here. Mm-hmm. We bring you the power to heal. We remind you that it's yours. But we're all about the freedom. Of course, the freedom to say no as well. Not only the right to try, the right to say no to vaccines, to pesticides, etc. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got a sip of molecular hydrogen-enriched water, thanks to Echo Water. The Echo 9 is now available. Go to robertswater.com, download the ebook, the free ebook, get you all plugged in to the... Well, we're talking a lot about water, but right now we're talking about the Zika as well as, hey, it's the Super Bowl Sunday. You know, I forgot about that. I mean, I guess we're just not into that kind of hype thing.
Yes.
Listen, you had me open with a horrible rendition of Blue Oyster Cult, so you actually improved things with whatever you just did. You know who's going to win this?
That was the NFL thing. Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos from Colorado, which you just came from.
Yes. Do you know who's going to win? I got a prediction.
You know what? I'm pulling for the Carolina, personally.
Nah, not even close. Not even close.
No?
Zika virus propaganda is going to win today.
Oh,
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They are going to be handing out pamphlets. They're probably going to be spraying them. I don't know what's going to happen at Super Bowl Sunday about this, but that's a perfect opportunity to spread some kind of breaking news story to the world about Zika.
Jets covering it. You hear about that? The Air Force has F-16s.
F-16s spraying now from the crop dusters F-16s, huh?
I was going to say, do you think the CDC bought some $4 million ad space to...
They don't have to. They can break in. It's an emergency, remember?
Well, and the icing on top of the Super Bowl cake, did you hear who's doing the national anthem this time?
Lady Gaga.
Beyonce.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Gaga.
Okay. She's got a good voice.
She does have a good voice.
I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, people said Hitler had a good voice, too.
Good Lord. Wow.
You just went there. You went
there.
She
looks like an extra from the Munsters, though. I don't know, man.
Oh, I got this one.
Just ironic she was the star of American Horror Story, you know. And
she didn't have to wear makeup for that, right? I don't know. Listen. Okay, it is Super Bowl Sunday. I know people are focused there, but that show does not start till like 6:30 Eastern time, so we got plenty of time for broadcast healing here live at Vicasa Expo.
come on down. I'm going to be lecturing a half hour after we get off the air. I don't know if they're going to videotape it or not, but we're here. I got, if you haven't heard already, if you're just tuning in, Morgan, Millennial Morgan, right? Because earlier I said Megan, but like I said, my head is not fully in the game today. I'm excited to be here, but I just got back from Colorado, the Right to Try Conference, which was absolutely extraordinary. They're rehabbing this place called the Kuchara Inn. And
it looked gorgeous in the picture.
Yeah, I hardly got to see it because I arrived at night. I finally left during the day, and as I was leaving, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible.
It was beautiful. What
oh, my gosh. So this is a place where people can come for healing information, perhaps even healing, and they're rehabbing the entire place. We just launched it with a lot of folks that I'm going to have on the radio, hopefully in the next week or two, some doctors and non-doctors as well.
That's so cool.
And it's a movement that the left and the right can agree on. Right? We saw the political divide. It's like, do you have a right to try whatever you want, even if the government doesn't want you to save your life? Right? It's like,
yes.
Who's
right.
going to say, no, you should. No, that's ridiculous. So nobody really comes out against that, except Governor Jerry Brown, interestingly enough, California, one of the states that does not have right to try. It was passed by a bipartisan effort, even though it's largely Democratic, went up to Jerry Brown's desk. Jerry Brown says, no, I'm going to veto this. I want to give the federal government a little bit more time to figure this thing out. Right. Yeah. Idiot. Absolute moonbeam idiot in this case. And so we have...
I bet he would want to try if it was him.
Of course. But no, he's going to let the feds figure this out. The feds haven't figured it out. The FDA has been blocking. Children have been dying. Old folks dying, maybe unnecessarily, because they don't have a right to try at that level.
Right.
So, you know, it's something we have. But now, the expansion of the right to try is the right to try, not when you're on death's door,
right.
but at any time in your life, because it's your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's my life. I don't care what you say anymore. It's my life.
This is the most musical rendition of the show ever.
Right? I hope I'm in tune half
the time. The Robert Scott Bell Show, the musical.
Yeah, that's right. Live Grease, the musical.
We can give Grease a run for their money. Stay tuned, people.
I think Rob really hit on it. It's the fundamental base of freedom. Your ability to control your own life. You're just the things that will keep you alive.
Yeah.
Right. You know? If you don't have that, what do you have?
But we agree. We're here from the government. We agree with your right to do that. Except the Zika virus. Ah! No, you don't have the right anymore. Right? This is how it's played.
Right.
Emergencies. Emergencies. Necessity. State of... Don't fall for it, folks. They will take your life just as soon as acknowledge you have the freedom to try whatever you want during your life. Including avoiding these mosquitoes? No, avoiding the sprays for those mosquitoes.
Right.
All right, we got a whole hour of broadcast healing from Vacasa coming up, including Echo Water with Paul Barricaro, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on.
If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.